Leading our news this morning, two planes carrying bodies from the downed Malaysia Airlines plane have now landed in the Netherlands. Governor-General Sir Peter Cosgrove and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop joined other dignitaries and families on the tarmac. The bodies have now been taken away for identification. A Perth couple who lost four family members, including their three young children in the crash, say they're struggling to come to terms with the tragedy. In their first public statement, Anthony Maslin and Rin Norris said they're living in a hell beyond hell and are suffering intense and relentless pain. More than 40 people have died after a passenger jet crashed while trying to make an emergency landing in Taiwan. The plane came down near Magong Airport on the outlying Penghu Island. 58 people were on board that plane. The UN Human Rights Commission has launched an inquiry into allegations of war crimes committed during Israel's war with Gaza. The UN's top human rights official has condemned Israel and Hamas for their attacks on each other. Navi Pillay says Israel has not done enough to protect civilians in Gaza, and its military actions may amount to war crimes. And pro-euthanasia Dr. Philip Nitschke has been deregistered by the Australian Medical Board. Dr. Nitschke says the board decided late last night he would be immediately suspended from practising medicine. This comes as police investigate his dealings with a Perth man who committed suicide despite not being terminally ill.